We are on episode number 76 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. Did you miss me Friday? I was a little under the weather and we didn't get a podcast in. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
Good morning, everybody. It is still morning. I have had such a day so far, and this is Chris Spade with the Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. First of all, apologies to each and every one of you. On Friday, I was a little bit under the weather and wasn't able to get a podcast in. I apologize. I know some of you were reaching out and tweeting me what happened. It was just not a good scene, so I opted to not do a show on Friday, so I apologize for that. But today I wanted to talk to you about something that I think is really important, and that is something one of my clients is going through. One of my clients who, it's the brother of a past client who had passed away, and he's been spending a good three and a half weeks getting a house ready to sell, his house that I actually sold my client about 10 years ago. And just the process of what it takes to actually go through and get together a home that someone has passed away. And my client did not pass away in the home, but he, you know, you leave a lot behind. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that process. So to get started, one of the things that I highly recommend, and we've talked about this before, and that is to have your home in a trust. And what that does, and this is what my client did, it to put your home in a trust puts the person who is selling the property at ease. And what ends up happening is they ultimately are the person that can make all the decisions on the property. They can sell the property. Title, once title has cleared everything to be ready and be sold, everything is good to go. Without that, the property then goes through what's called probate, and probate can be a cluster. So it's really good to give your family that peace of mind and get them in a position to make sure that they're not going to have a hassle down the road, because in probate, the state of California is going to take its chunk. As for any other state that you're in, they're going to take their piece of the pie. The other thing is, make sure all your important documents are in one place. My client unfortunately left a few things scattered around the property, and so there were many things that were still left undone. And so what ended up happening is my client kept finding and finding and finding things, and it just was not a good scene. And so one thing that I would highly recommend that you do is put all your important documents in one place. Mortgage statements, trust, will, any medical information. Put it all in one place. Safety deposit box is a good idea. Make sure that your loved one has access and knows where that is and really knows what your wishes are. And so, for example, if there is something you want to do with the property, like you want to donate the funds to a charity, you'd like a scholarship set up in your name, you want it to go to a specific organization, these are all things that are extremely important, because once the mortgage is paid off, the funds are going to go to pay off any debts or whatever like that, and then anything left over is going to go to your loved one. If you want those funds earmarked specifically for anything, then make sure that you do that. Now, if you are the loved one who is in the process of going through the house, I highly recommend you start room by room. In this case, there was a lot of stuff. There was a lot of stuff in this house, and in many cases, there are a lot of things. And so what I do recommend is you go room by room, and you take the time, you go room by room, you get what you need, and then you make a donate pile. You make a donate pile, you make a keep pile, you make a throwaway pile, and stick to that. And then call your resources like Goodwill, call the Salvation Army in San Diego. Auntie Helen's is another good place to send your stuff. So there's all these things that you can do in order to in order to get your home organized and clean for the sale. And then what we do is on the back end, we're able to work our magic a little bit more. We're able to get the house ready. We can communicate with the bank if we need to. We can do any and all of those things. And so it just makes things a lot easier for us. If you're kind of moving through this process. So, you know, and you know, obviously do all this stuff that, you know, when you're healthy and you think about it, it's a good idea. And so if you have any questions about that, please let me know, because I would really love to answer those questions for you, because I think it's truly important to really make sure that this is as least stressful as a process as it is. Keep in mind, you know, your loved ones, you know, we don't ever schedule a date for our death, right? And so your loved ones are going through a lot anyway. And so they're going to want to make sure that, you know, they get through the grieving process. They're going to want to make sure that, you know, they stick to all your wishes. And so just make sure that as you are setting all these things up, that you're setting them up for success. And if you have any questions and would like a reference or a referral to a probate attorney, please reach out to me at 619-818-2992. One thing I wanted to say, as you're cleaning out and going through the house, also, we're in the process of sprucing up the house at the same time. So that's a good point for us to bring in any inspectors, termite inspectors, for us to bring in anybody that could help move the process forward and help you get the home sold for the most amount of money, so that way you have the most amount of money to allocate it to the things that it needs to be allocated to. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at 619-818-2992 or on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. Well, San Diego, in case you hadn't noticed, it is hot outside. I think the sun is sitting right on San Diego, and it is going to be in this way for the next few days. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about going to go look at property when it's extremely hot out, because it's no fun. It's no fun for a lot of people. Honestly, it's no fun for the agent. It's no fun for you. It's no fun for the seller, because the truth is, listen, it's hot. We're all irritable. Everyone's getting their knickers in a twist. And so this is what I recommend. Make sure that you have plenty of water. Take plenty of water. Bring bottles of water, or bring your hydro flask full of water. Take that with you. Make sure it's cold. Make sure that you have snacks. Make sure that you have a little bit of food inside of you, or little power bars or something like that, so you're not getting irritable. If you are a seller and you do have air conditioning in your home, I know it's going to be very expensive on your electric bill, but it's always nice to make it comfortable. Now, here's the thing. Normally, I would tell my seller, you know, open up the windows, make sure it's bright and light and airy. In these cases, when it's super hot outside, make sure you keep those things covered. If you can get blackout curtains, do that, because nobody wants to walk into a house that feels like it's 500 degrees. They want to walk into a place that's comfortable. And so if the air is on, or you even have fans on, keeping it cool, keeping those windows shut, getting blackout curtains, those are the best things that you can do to make sure that your home stays cool and that you're going to be very comfortable, or the buyers are going to be very comfortable when they come in and make a look at it. Because what you want them to do is you want them to ultimately make an offer. And so you want to make sure that you're making it as pleasant as you can. That's all I got today for this Monday. Real quick, 619-818-2992, or grab me on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. Hope you guys are having a great day. Make it a wonderful buying and selling day. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.